Okay, we're picking up from the top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We're beginning the new parak all about Hilchos Brachos now. So our first Mishnah is Ketzer Mevarchen Al HaPeros. It's important you sold the Rambam in Perush HaMishnayos, so I believe on this Mishnah. Says, Ketzer always mean Ke'ezet Tzad. In what manner does one make a bracha on the Peros? So says the Gemara, Al Peros, Ilan Omer Bore Priha Eitz, on fruits of the trees, you make bore priya. It's chutz min ayayin, shal yayin omer bore priya gafin. You elevate the status for wine and give it a special bracha, which you say, bore priya creates the fruits of the vine. Ve'al peros ha'aretz hu omer bore priya adama, and fruits from the ground. The Gemara is going to give the distinction of what exactly is the chilek between fruits of the ground and fruits of the tree later on. What do you say? You say bore priya adama, except for chutz min apas, shal apas hu omer hamotzi lechem, except for bread. Bread we know gets a special bracha as well, an elevated bracha, which is hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. One who creates, Hashem creates bread from the ground. Ve'al yarakos hu omer bore priya adama. On vegetables, you say the bracha of thanking Hashem for fruits of the ground, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer bore minei d'shayim, that you'll make a more specific bracha for vegetables as well, for creating like an herb-like or green-like herbs or vegetables as well. Okay, so that is the Mishnah, and the Gemara now picks up and says, "Minani mili? How do I know this? How do I know that there is a chiyuv to make a bracha before one eats? Where does that come from that a person has to make a bracha before he eats any food?" To Tanur Rabbanan, so we have a teaching in the Braisa that teaches us the following: Kodesh Hilulim La Hashem. That the fruits shall be whole, should be praised. You should praise Hashem when you bring these fruits. What fruits and what are we talking about here? What is Pesukim talking about? So the Pasuk is talking about that we know that there's a concept called Orla. Orla teaches you that when a person plants a tree, for the first 3 years that he plants that tree, he's not allowed to have any benefit from any of the fruit. Nor him, nor anyone else can have any benefit from the fruit. And in the fourth year, he has to bring those fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, and what does he do? He eats them there, and he praises Hashem. Very similar to the halachas of Maaser Sheni. The Gemara in Kedushin actually has a Gezeirah Shavah linking them with halachas also, but it's very similar to Maaser Sheni, that in the fourth year, you bring those fruits, and you eat them in Yerushalayim, and you praise Hashem. So this lashon of Hilulim is a lashon of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara learns out from here, Melamed Shetu'unim Brach Lefnei Malacharim, these fruits that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash need to be, you have to give a bracha, you have to say a bracha both before and after you eat these fruits. And from this halacha, says the Gemara, Mikana Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva learned out, Asur la'adam shi'itam klum kodem shevarach. Rabbi Kiva learned that it's asur for a person to eat any food without making a bracha beforehand. The Gemara now asks, wait a second. V'hai kodesh hilulim lahachi uda asa. This drasha that you wanted to say, that hilulim, the lashon of praising Hashem, and therefore you needed to make a bracha both before and after, was for this drasha. Isn't it for the following drasha? It's used for the following drasha. Chad, da'amar rachmana achle v'adar achle. The first halacha that comes out of this drush of hilulim, of praising Hashem, is that halashon of hilulim, of praising Hashem, is also halashon chilul, to be poda and to redeem. What's the lashon of redeeming? That if a person wants and has too many fruits, let's say, and it's very difficult for him to bring them all to Yerushalayim, he can be poda them, he can redeem them onto money, and then go buy those same fruits in Yerushalayim. Go buy whatever fruits he had, and then eat them in Yerushalayim. He doesn't need to bring all of the fruits. So says the Gemara that's the first thing that we learn from the Hilulim. That's Hilul Lashon Chilul. Idach, again, because it was plural, so we're able to learn two different things. The second thing we're learning, Davar HaTorah and Shira Ta'un Chilul, Vash'ina Torah and Shira Eino Ta'un Chilul. Only that which you would sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what requires, that is what this din of bringing them to Yerushalayim, that is what it applies to. However, something that does not require Shira, you don't need to sing to Hashem too. You do not need to say, you do not need to do this whole halacha of chilul. You don't need to do pidyon ma'aser sheni. Uchad Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini. This follows the shita of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmini. That says, "Minayin she'en omrim shira ala ayayin." Where do we learn that a person only says shira when that there is yayin? What does it mean that we only say shira when there is yayin? In the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim used to only sing at the time where they were doing the Nisuch Hayayin, where they were pouring the wine libations on Mizbech. That was the time that the Gemara learns out, I believe the Gemara's in time, it learns out that there's a Chiyuv for a person that the Levim used to sing at that point in time. So we're learning from here that, again, only something that was meaning wine, only wine is subject to this halacha of the fourth year fruits, meaning no other fruit is subject to this law, that there's only halacha that it applies to wine and nothing else. So how do I know this? So again, says the Drasha, She'elayayin, shenemar v'tomer lehem agefen. The wine says, this is the lashon from the pasuk in Shoftim that says v'tomer lehem agefen hechdalti es tiroshia mesamech elokim v'anashim. The wine, so to speak, this was a mashon in Sefer Shoftim. The wine is saying, should I withhold the wine which I give out, which makes people, makes God, first makes God and people happy? So the Gemara has a question though. Im anashim misamech, Elohim b'mesamech. If granted that wine can make people happy, however, how does it God get, so to speak, happy from wine? What are we referring to? No, it means that how do we, so to speak, make Hashem happy? By praising Hashem, that we could praise Hashem when there is wine, meaning when there's wine poured in the Mizbeach. That's how we learn that we do the Hillel, that we make a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the wine is being poured. Okay, but either way, what do we see from here? We see that wine makes someone happy, and only wine is required for the halacha of fourth year fruits of and the fourth year produce. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Hanicha lamanda tani neter avai." So there's a machlokes throughout the Mishnayos whether we have the girsa in the Mishnah of neter avai. Does the halacha that we just said above, that the third year, everyone agrees there's orla to all fruit trees. However, in the fourth year, that you have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and eat it there, is that only refer to vineyard and to grapes, or does it apply to all fruits? So one girsa was that it applies to all fruits, netravai. However, leman detani kerem ravai. There's another shita that says that it only applied to grapes and it only applied to wine. So if that's the case, ma'ika lememar. So then, what would we say? Again, the Gemara, the whole question that we had, this was a very long question. Just to go back to the question, the Gemara was saying that we learned kodesh elulim laHashem, that we're praising Hashem, and therefore you have a chiyuv to make a bracha before and after, and that's the source for our Mishnah. However, the Gemara says that we use this drasha already for the one that holds that you only use wine, and that you can only bring grapes to the Beis Hamikdash for Kerem Ravai. Only from a vineyard do you have to bring the fruits to the Beis Hamikdash. However, the one who holds Netar Avai doesn't have this drasha. So the Gemara says, according to the one who says Netar Avai, very good, it actually makes a lot of sense. However, according to the one who says that we have Kerem Ravai, how are we going to explain the Mishnah? So now the Gemara is going to get into this a little bit, just explaining further what I just said. To Itmar, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. There's Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi said the following, Chad Tane, Kerem Ravai. One of them said Kerem Ravai, V'chad Tane, Netar Avai. And all the Mishnayos, the other one said, the Lashon is Netar Ravai. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Leman Detane, Kerem Ravai. Even though the Gemara is trying to revive the question and saying maybe it's not such a kasha, if you learn the one who says that it's Kerem Ravai, even though you learn again that in the fourth year that only the vine and the produce from a vineyard needs to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so then maybe Hanicha Ilalev Gzeira Shava, maybe he could use one of the extra hillels as you know, he could still have an open drush again, because we have two drushes you're allowed to learn because it said multiple praises. So maybe he could still use that drusha because he'll use a Gzeira Shava to teach you that that Kerem Ravai only applies to a vineyard. Desanya Rabbi Omer, Nemar Kan Lahosiv Lachem Tvuaso. It says that you'll increase your tvua, your crops. But never the Allah Tvuas HaKerem. And it says also over there, Tvua of Kerem. Ma Lahalam Kerem, Af Kan Kerem. That by the first pasuk, Lahosiv Lachem Tvuaso, when it says you'll increase your crops, that was a promise by specifically the halacha of bringing your produce in the fourth year. And that was referring to whatever produce we were talking about. And now we're saying, v'nemar lahalan and tvuas hakerem. And now we're saying also that davka imant tvua, the lashon of tvua, produce used in the context of only a vineyard. So therefore we learn, malahalan kerem afkan kerem, that we only learn that only a vineyard is required to bring produce in the fourth year as kerem revai, as the fourth year produce to Yerushalayim. So then what would happen? Aiser lechad hilul of bracha. You're able to have this open drasha, and an extra praise, so to speak, would be used for a bracha. So the Gemara says now, v'i loyal if gzera shava bracha minale. However, if you don't learn this gzera shava of Rebbe, how would he learn this one who holds kerem revai? Where would he learn the sources for a gzera shava? Now the Gemara is going to take a step back and ask a question on this entire thing. V'i nami alif gzera shava. Even if this man de Amar wanted to say that we would use this gzera shava, so there's one open drasha. So both according to the one who says Kerem Ravai and the one who holds Net Ravai, there's only one open drasha. So what are we going to say, says the Gemara? Eshkechan la'acharav. That's only, you can only use that open drasha to teach you make a bracha after the fact, after you ate. So then lefana minai, we don't have two drushas anymore. Again, we originally wanted to learn Kodesh Elulim was two praises and use the drusha. However, we're using one of those drushas. It's full because it's used to teach you the concept that you can redeem it onto Kesef. So if that's the case, you only have one open drusha, and the one open drusha can only be used for making a bracha after you eat and not before. And so the Gemara says lefana minai, how would I know that you have to make a bracha before you eat? So says the Gemara, that's not a kasha, lo kasha, that's That's not a question. Da'isa b'kavachomer. You can make avachavachomer. What's a kavachomer? K'shusaveya mevarach shurav l'kosh again. If when someone is satiated, you make a bracha. So then when you're starving and you're so hungry, then obviously you should make a bracha. So the Gemara, so Tosfos just pointed out this obviously can't be a real kavachomer because this svara should apply to every time we eat, and then every time we make a bracha rishona would then be a deraisa, which we don't assume. So Tosfos says that this was only not a full kavachomer on a deraisa level, rather it was just the limud be'alma and not necessarily a kavachomer. Either way, so says the Gemara, this is the kavachomer. So the Gemara says, fine, then we can learn out the Kavachomer. But however, so Anshkechan Kerem, we're back in the Ma'an Damar that says that we're only referring to a vineyard. So if that's true, then what is the source? The source is telling you that by a vineyard, you have to make a bracha after you eat, when you bring the fruits to Yerushalayim and you eat the grapes over there. So if that's the case, I know that you make a bracha afterwards, and then the Kavachomer will teach you to make a bracha beforehand. However, Shar Minayin, how do I learn the rest of the peros, the rest of the fruit, and every other thing that you eat beforehand, you would still need to make a bracha before. So says the Gemara, the Yalif Mekarim, you can learn it out from a Karim. What's the limud? Ma Karim, just like Karim, is Davar Shenan Evitan Bracha. So we're using what's called a tzad hashava. We're making a comparison, and we're allowed to take with a common denominator. So we have a comparison there. Kerem is you get benefit from, and therefore you need to make a bracha. So there too, I've called davar shenen eton bracha. Everything that you have hana from, that you benefit from, and you're eating, then you need to make a bracha before and also. So the Gemara says, ikal mefrach. Whenever we use this called tzad hashava or binyanav, when we're trying to compare two things and use the common denominator, that's if the halachas state, for the most part, almost every single thing is going to be the same. However, if there's a special chumrah that exists in one of these halachas, then you cannot, use the binyan av. So what is the problem over here? So the Gemara says, Yikal Mifrach, you could ask a question. Ma'ala kerem shekin chayev be'ololos. Kerem has this special halacha that it's chayev and ololos. What are ololos? So the Mishnayos and Peah tell us that the person has a chiyuv of karmecha lo se'olel. You should leave the unripe grapes to a poor person. And the gedder of that Rashi says it's something that's unripe, that the top and the bottom are a little bit cut off. The specifics are in the Mishnayos over there. But basically, unripe grapes, for whatever reason, the Torah felt the need to give us a special chiyuv to give them to the poor people. So either way, what do we see? That there's a special halacha, extra mitzvah given to the concept of grapes. So maybe I thought, just like there's an extra mitzvah to give it to the poor, maybe grapes are also special that you have to make a bracha beforehand. And then I would have no proof of, no way of knowing that you should have to make a bracha on any random fruit that's less chashuv and less important than this. So the Gemara says, Kama Tochia. You could learn it out from a standing grain. That we know that grain, you have to make a bracha from. How do I know that? So Rashi says, because we learn it out from Eretz, it says that, bracha tochel ba'lechem, and right afterwards you'll eat bread, which is obviously from a kama, from grain. And then what? Right after, the pasuk right after says, ve'achata ve'savata bracha. So there's a chiyuv of bracha, and I know that so bread has a chiyuv to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, if kama tzichach, mala kama shekin chayav b'chala. No. So you wanted to, again, we wanted to say that there's a concept that all grapes and vines, you make a bracha, so too all fruits. We said, no, there's a special halacha by kerem, that there's a special mitzvah. We said, no, you can throw in another halacha by bread. Again, by kama, we said that there's another halacha, that by bread, that you make a bracha afterwards, and you would have to make a bracha before, and that would be another common denominator from the fact that there's a kama, that standing grain requires a bracha, so just like standing grain and a vineyard require a bracha, so too all fruits will require a bracha. So Gemara says, kama dochiach, mala. No, we can find a special chumrah that applies by standing grain also, that doesn't apply by any other food, and that is that it's chayav and challah. A person needs to take off challah and give it to the kohen when he has bread, when he's baking bread. So therefore, you can't learn out from bread, which also has a special chumrah. So I would have thought bread is special, so you need to make a bracha beforehand. But how do I know by all the other fruits that you need to make a bracha? So the Gemara goes back and says, if that's the case, but kerem yochiach, that a vineyard doesn't have this halacha of challah. So this is classic what we do when we have three things. You take the common denominator, and even though each two have a chumrah, you can pull out what's the common denominator. So now the Gemara is doing that. V'chozer adin, it's going back and saying, lo re'i zeh k'lo re'i zeh, that each side is not like the other. Again, because bread has the chiyuv of challah, and that doesn't exist by a vineyard. However, a vineyard has the chiyuv of ololos, which doesn't exist by bread. So I can take the common denominator and say, v'lo re'i zeh k'lo re'i zeh, as al tzad hashava shebenu. Now you can take the common denominator, which will tell you, davar shenen evitaon bracha, that when you have hana, when you're getting hana from something, you make a bracha beforehand. Av kol davar shenen evitaon bracha, everything that you have hana from, and you're going to be eating, you make a bracha beforehand. However, this says the Gemara, ma'ala tzad hashava sheken yesh ben tzad mizbech. No, but I can find, if you find a problem when you use all three, if you're using the two common denominators and each have a chumrah that the other doesn't have, then you could learn what's called a binyanav. However, if the two ones that you're learning out, in our case, you have bread and you have, or you have grain and you have also grapes. Bread and grapes, if they have a common chumrah in between both of them, then you can't learn them out for the rest of the halachas. In this case, you have that. Because they have what's called sadam izbeach, you use both solas, Rashi says, you use flour, which is from grain, and you use grapes and you use all the yayin, the nesachim, on the mizbeach. So therefore, they have a chumrah that doesn't exist by the rest of peros. I would have ultimately thought that these are more chashuv. These are more important, and therefore only these can you make a bracha on beforehand. However, everything else, you would not be able to make a bracha on. But you would not have to make a bracha beforehand. So it says the Gemara of Aisin Amizayis to Isbeit Sar Mizbeach. We would learn from here also we would also make an olive. You would have to make a bracha as well. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Vizayis Mitzar Mizbeach. I say that's where we learn that an olive is chayav in a bracha beforehand. Once we're in this whole hava, I mean, again, we assume that maybe olive also would be included, and you would have to make a bracha on olives as well. V'ha be'edya k'siv be'kerem. But what it says explicitly. Kerem. With regards to an olive, it says, Vayivar Magadish Varkama Ve'ad Kerem Zayas. It says a person that he burned the piles of produce from the standing grain to the olive, and it uses the lashon of Kerem by an olive. So we would learn, obviously, from that an olive would be in the same status as a vineyard with this, and you would make a bracha on an olive as well. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Kerem Zayas Ikre, Kerem Stamid Lo Ikre. No, when it comes to an olive, that's called Kerem Zayas. It's not called simply Kerem, unmodified. Therefore, you can't learn it from Kerem, and then we're going back. That was, again, a digression to tell us that an olive would be included in this halacha that you'd make a bracha with in this tzad, that only these three things you make a bracha with. So continues the Gemara now. But going back to our point, we said that these three have tzar mizbeach and nothing else does. So how do I learn for the rest of fruits? How do I learn there's a bracha to make, whenever I'm eating a fruit, how do I know that there's a lacha that you should eat, make a bracha beforehand? So it says in Gemara, Eladiyalif Meshiva Saminim. I'm going to learn it out from the Shiva Saminim. Just like an olive and grape are Shiva Saminim. So ma Shiva Saminim, Davar Shinen Evatam Bracha, just like we know by an olive and grapes. And therefore the rest of the Shiva Saminim that they need a bracha beforehand. Af Kol Davar Shinen Evatam Bracha, that these also, that everything else, every other fruit is going to need a bracha beforehand also. So the Gemara says, Malashiva Saminim, just like we said before, that you can't use a common denominator and use a binyan av to learn out the same halachas if there's a chumrah that applies or a mitzvah that applies by one and doesn't apply by the other. So the Gemara is about to do that again. We say, Malashiva Saminim, Shekein Chayavim Bibikurin. The Shiva Saminim, we know, there's the Bikurim are Chayav in Shiva Saminim. You only bring the Bikurim from the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael and you bring them to Yerushalayim and give them to Kohen. That's only done by those. So I would have thought that only those require the bracha beforehand, but nothing else would require a bracha. So says the Gemara, also the Ot Tenach LaAchra of the Fan of Minayin. But these would only teach you that you make a bracha afterwards on Shiva Saminim. How do I know that you make a bracha before Shiva Saminim? So the Gemara answers this point. Halo Kasha, we saw before that already an answer this. The Aiser BeKavachomer. This whole thing we can be learned from a Kavachomer. Kshu Saveh Mevarach Kshu Raiv Lo Koshikin. When if a person when he's satiated makes a bracha, then obviously he'll have to make a bracha when he's hungry. So the Gemara now goes back and says Lamanda Tani. So this we're stuck in this one who holds Karen Ravai. We don't learn. We don't have a source necessarily to teach you that you have to make a bracha beforehand on all the shiva, on everything else. So the Gemara says, Uleman detane netaravai. But now going back on this whole thing, the one who holds netaravai is also not so pashut. Where is he going to learn that? How does he know? How does he learn all other things besides for fruits? Meaning he's only going to learn out from this is talking about fruits, this pasuk of kodesh ilulim. How do I learn things like basar, beitzim, medagim, like meat, eggs and fish, how do I learn that you'd have to make a bracha on those things? They don't come from the ground. They're not from this Kodesh Ilulim. So that says the Gemara, Minale el Asfarahu, Asr la Adam, lo Adam Shianim, and Olam Azeh, below bracha. So now we go back on this whole shock of Vitaria, and we come out with the maskana that it's Asr for a person to have benefit in this world without making a bracha. And that's the chiluk, and that's the halacha that we say over here, that it's Asr to have Hana from Olam Azeh without making a bracha beforehand. Continues the Gemara now, Tanur Abanan, Asr lo Adam Shianim, and Olam Azeh, below bracha. Going back to what we said before, it's usher for a person to have benefit in this world without making a bracha beforehand. Now it's harif. If a person eats and has benefit in this world without making a bracha, it's ki'ilu, you have been ma'al. Ma'al is the isser if a person takes hana, if he has benefit from things that are hektish, things that are belong to the Beis HaMikdash, if you take or any of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash or any of the animals that are sanctified for the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, all of these things, if you have hana from them, you're chayav me'ila, which is a very obviously not a good thing and a sin. So the Gemara says, my takante, what is the takana of someone who doesn't make brachas beforehand and didn't make brachas beforehand rather? So says the Gemara, yelech etzel chacham, he should go to a wise person. So the Gemara says, yelech etzel chacham, ma'amar amalai. What he's going to do? Hocus pocus, and he's going to be forgiven. Ma'avidai, what's he going to do? So says the Gemara, ha'avidai isur, the guy already did an isur. We're asking, what's the tshuva that he does? To go to the chacham is not going to do anything. So says the Gemara, elamarava, yelech etzel chacham, mikara, vildina brachas, kadesh levod, amalai. No, we're really telling you is an etzah beforehand. A person shouldn't come to this issue of me'ila. Rather, he should go to a chacham who should tell him the ways of making brachas, and he'll avoid the isur me'ila. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, if a person has benefit from this world without a bracha, it's like you're also getting nene from things that are kodesh mishamayim. Again, that's like a similar lesson to what we said before, that means that a person would be getting hana from things that are holy, that is only supposed to be Hashem's, like you're taking from Hashem. Because the pasuk says, shenemar l'Hashem ha'aretz imlo'a, that everything in the world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world and everything in it belongs to Hashem, and you're kilu stealing from that when you, or you're being nen, you're taking benefit without rishus, when you don't make a bracha beforehand. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Levi asked Akasha, k'siv l'Hashem ha'aretz imlo'a, it says that everything in the world belongs to Hashem, and the other pasuk says Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem Aretz L'Zev Bnei Adam, but he says that only the heavens are for Hashem and the world he gave to us. It sounds like the first thing that the Aretz are for Hashem, and the second pasuk seems to imply that the Aretz, the land, is for us. So which is it? So says Gemara Lo Kasha. Kam Koden Bracha. Before a person makes a bracha, then everything's Hashem, and you're not allowed to have any benefit from it because it's all belonging to Hashem. However, Kan La'achar Bracha. However, if a person makes a bracha, then it's Aretz L'Zev Bnei Adam. Then we're allowed to be nene, and we're allowed to have a bracha from it. So continues the Gemara now. Amar Chanina Bar Papa. Kol Nene Malamazad Belo Bracha Ki Ilu Gozel LaKadosh Baruch Hu Knes Yisrael. One who makes a who has benefit in this world without making a bracha, it's like he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knes Yisrael and from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar Gozel Avi V'Imo V'Omer Ein Pesha Chaver Le'ish Maschis. The pasuk says you steal from your father and your mother, and there's no, a person has no remorse about it. Chaver l'shmashchit, you're a friend to someone who is destroying. So says the Gemara, Ve'in Aviv v'lakosh Baruch, we know that Aviv usually are Tati and Shemayim, is referring to Hashem. Shenemra alo avicha kanecha, the pasuk says that he's our father, and he calls, refers to HaKadosh Baruch as our father. Ve'in imal ha'knes Yisrael, a lot of times mother refers to the b'china of mother, is referring to Knes Yisrael. Shenemar, Shema b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh toras imecha. The pasuk says, listen to the musar of your father, and don't forsake the teachings of your mother. And lashon of Torah Simecha is referring to Knesset Yisrael. So again, but why is there a problem? I get it that you're stealing from your father, from Hashem. What are you doing to Knesset Yisrael? So Rashi says that a person who's sinning is creating the peros and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish Klal Yisrael, is going to punish all of us and punish all the peros and all the fruits. So a person should realize when he does and make brachas, he's affecting not just him but his whole family, Chas V'Shalom, and everyone else. So this, we have to be very careful with making brachas v'kavana. So the Gemara now asks the drasha on the last pasuk, my chaver leish mashkes, his friend with someone who destroys, who can be, who's the destroyer, who's a bad person? So says the Gemara, v'chanina bar papa chaver leyavim ben avad sheishchad Yisrael avim shemayim. Whenever you find to the, always the worst person is always compared to an all of Sefer Melachim, they'll say he's so bad like your avim ben avad. He is the quintessential evil person because he made Klal Yisrael sin, and his sin continued for all the generations until the galus yud shvatim. So we say, saying over here also, you're chaz v'shalom, a friend to your avim ben avad, who is one of the worst people, worst kings in our history. Continues Gemara, v'chanina Papi Rami. See, now, once we're on the psukim about asking a stira, so we ask a stira in a different pasuk about the following. The one pasuk says that I'm going to take my grain in the right time. However, the pasuk says, you're going to collect your grains. So is it yours or is it mine? Again, the pasuk v'lakachti degani is punishing Klal Yisrael, it's mine. However, the pasuk in Shema says that we say every day, v'asafta deganecha, you're going to collect your produce at the time. So the Gemara says, your grain at the time. So Gemara says, Lo kasha, kam bizman sheyisrael osin ratzon shamakam, kaz man she'en yisrael osin ratzon shamakam. When we're doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's ours. Deganecha, Hashem lets it remain ours. However, if we're chas v'shalom violating the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's considered his and he's going to take it back. Continues the Gemara now, Tanur Rabbanan, V'asavta deganecha, once we're talking about A pasuk of Esavta Dekanecha, that you'll bring into your houses the grain. So what do we learn by this? Ma talamul, right? This is just the product of the product of someone who works in the field. So the Gemara says, "L'fishinemar lo yamush sefer Torah zeh l'mipicha." The pasuk says a person has to learn Torah all day. So then yachol dvar b'kichsam. I would have thought that there's no heter for a person to work ever. So says the Gemara, "Tam lomar v'asafta deganecha." That's the pasuk teaching you that you collect and you're allowed to do work and bring in the grain into your storage houses and work. Hinag mem derech eretz, that you can be noeg derech eretz. You're allowed to work for a parnasa. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha V'Zor B'Shas Ria B'Kotcher B'Shas Ktsira. Rabbi Shimon says the person is going to plow the time he's supposed to be plowing, sowing, or harvesting the time he's supposed to be sowing, harvesting. V'Dash B'Shas Disha is going to be threshing at a time where it needs to be threshing. So the Gemara is going to ask V'Zor B'Shas Tisha V'Zor B'Shas Ruach, and he's going to be doing the winnowing at the time of the winnowing time. So again, V'Zor B'Shas Ruach. So says Gemara, Torah Matela, what's going to be with the Torah if the guy's working all day? What's going to happen? El of Isman Shisrael, Osin Ratzon Hashem, Malcolm, when Yisrael are doing the will of Hashem, Malach, the Nazis, Adi Achim. Everyone else is going to work, and the Malach is going to be done for them on other people. Shnemar, Ba'amdu Zarim, Ve'rao Tzamechem. That the foreigners are going to be doing your shepherding and for your flock. However, Isman Shain Yisrael, Osin Ratzon Hashem, Malcolm, when Chai Yisrael is not doing the will of Hashem, Malach, the Nazis, Adi Atzman. The Malach is going to be done by themselves. Shenemar v'asavta ganecha, you're going to have to work. V'lo od, not only that, ela shemalach asachirim nasis ayada, not only that, malach asachirim is going to be, other people's work is going to need to be done by you, Kla Yisrael. Shenemar v'avarato isevecha. The pasuk says v'avarato isevecha, that you're going to the work for your enemies. Amar Abaye, harba asukar bishmel v'also biyadim. So now Abaye is quoting what happened, that many people like to do Rabbi Shmuel, and they worked a little bit, and they learned a lot, and it worked out very nicely. However, they did like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they just learned all day, and what happened? Lo also biyadim, didn't work out for them. Amar le Rava the Rabbanan. So Rava said to Rabbanan, "Bimatusa minaychu." So Rava said to the rabbis who were in his shir, he said, "I ask of you, I beg of you, b'yom anisni my tishrei lo techazu kamai. Don't come to my shir and go work during those 2 months. And kiyeche de lotir de bezutechem kol shada. If you work during those 2 months with the ikar seasonings for planting and for harvesting, if you work only those 2 months, you won't have to worry about a parnasa the rest of the year. So work those 2 months very hard, then you could be able to come to my shir the rest of the year." Continues the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Mocharna, Amar Yochanan, Nishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Bo Urei Shalok Edoros Harishonim Doros Haachronim. Rabbi Ilai said, "Look, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai said rather, don't look how the earlier generations are much better than us. Doros Harishonim Osir and Kavar Malach than Arai. The earlier generations, they learned Torah Bekvius and they only worked very very little. They worked an hour or two a day, and Zozun is Kavibiyad, and they learned Torah really well. They knew the whole Torah, and they had a great parnasa. Doros Haachronim, the recent generations, Osir Malach than Kavar. They work so hard all day." And they only learn very little. So Zevazil learners come in that they're not so wealthy, and also unfortunately they don't know how to learn Torah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Baruchan Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, Bo Reish Lo Kedoros Harishonim Doros Harachonim. So now quoting another point, which the earlier generations were better than us. Doros Harishonim Machnisin Parasim Derech Traksin Kedei Lachayv Meiser. They used to bring the fruits we quoted before, that for to be Mechayv and Meiser, you need to have a Gemar Malacha, and that could be done by either Re'iyas Pnei Abayas or by making a Meruach and putting it in a pile. So they used to specifically bring it through the Traksin, which is the normal route. Rashi says Derech Shari Chatzar V'Abayas, through the gates of the courtyard and the house, and they used to bring it into their house. In order to that, they should be chayiv and meiser and have no problems and be chayiv holy and 100% in meiser. However, Doros Hachnonin, what the later generations Machnisin Perosim Derech Gagos, they used to bring it Derech only the rooftops, which is again Derech Kavua, rather Derech Arai, and not a temporary way. In which case, there'd be Pater. Most take out the gears of Derech Hatiris, because that is Kvius, right? And Derech Karpiyavius, also through the storage yards, Kedei Lepotram in a Meiser, rather they shouldn't be Chayev in Meiser. The Amar of Yonai, in a Tevel, Mischayev in Meiser, Ashur Pnei Abayis. The only way you could be Mechayev, Midoraisa, in Tevel, like we quoted before, was if you bring it into the house. Shemar, Biartia Kodesh, Min Abayis. I bring the Kodesh, that which I separate is Shema Meiser, Min Abayis, literally from my house. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Chatzer Kavas. Rabbi Yochanan holds even a Chatzer is Kavas Midoraisa for Meiser. Shenemar V'Achlo B'Sharecha V'Saveo. Either way, we said Doros Hashanim used to be extra makbet to try to do the Meiser specifically right away, and the Doros Hachronim used to avoid the problem. Why they avoided the problem is a whole question. But La Meiser, they avoided the problem and they didn't give Meiser right away. They weren't Rishayim, so obviously there was a reason for that, but again, we're saying that the earlier generations were better. Going back to the sugya of Chutz Min HaMayan, the Mishnah said that on the Yayin you give a special bracha. The Gemara says, Mashna Yayin, why do we make a special bracha on designated for wine? If you want to say because wine is greater because it's better, it's a better version of grapes, so you've just made it better, to make a better bracha. When it comes to olive oil, that's a better version of olives. Everyone loves olive oil. It's much more expensive than olives. And yet you don't make a special bracha if you're eating, if you're drinking or eating olive oil. They said that if your person is having Shem and Zayas, he's eating olive oil, drinking olive oil, then you would make a bracha of Boi Pre Eitz. It doesn't make any special bracha. Amrei, they said, Hasa Mishum De Lo Efshar. They said, there, it's impossible. Hey, Chi Nevarach, what are you going to make on a bracha of Shem and Zayas and olive oil? Nevarach Boi Pre Hazayas? You're going to make a bracha of who created the pre of an olive? So Rashi points out, Pire Gufa is Zayas Ikre. The pre itself is called a zayas. It's called an olive. So you're saying like borei pri ha-pri, as opposed to when we say the bracha of borei pri ha-gafen, you're changing the bracha. Borei pri creates the fruits of not rather of a grape, rather the fruit of a vine, which is from the actual roots, as opposed to here, which is just saying the actual fruit. That is fundamentally not a difference of a bracha. So you're saying borei pri ha-pri, saying the fruit of a fruit. That's repetitive. It's not the bracha. So the Gemara says, maybe you could say the following nusach for shem and zayas for olive oil. V'nivrach aleha borei pri eitz zayas. Why don't you say the bracha of who creates the tree of a olive. So that's a special bracha. So the Gemara says, you're right, that could be a special bracha that you could have said. However, elamar mazutra charma zayin mishchalo zayin. When it comes to wine, it nourishes. And wine nourishes, and olive oil does not nourish. So Gemara says, "Umashka lo zayin." Is it really true that olive oil doesn't give anyone any nourishment? That's not. We have a Mishnah that says, "Hanoder min amazon." If a person makes a neder that he's not going to have any mazon, anything that is going to nourish or satiate him. Going to satiate him. Mutter b'mayim melach. You're allowed to have water and salt because that's not considered satiating you. However, that nothing else are you allowed to have. The avina ba, we ask a question though. B'mayim melach udelo ikri mazon hakol mili ikri mazon. Everything else is considered something that nourishes you and something that satiates you. Neimet avet yufter Rav Shmuel. Isn't that should be a kashin Rav Shmuel? Damrei, what did Rav Shmuel say? Ein mevarchin borei mizonos al behemin bilvad. You only make the bracha borei minei mizonos that Hashem, we're thanking you for creating foods of sustenance, so that is only on the five minim of grain. So the five species of grain, you would say that bracha. So v'amar Rav Huna, and this Rav Huna said as a teretz to this question, v'omer kol hazan alai. There's no steer between that and the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not referring to someone who made a neder to abstain that which is called mazon, rather kol hazan, the lashon of kol hazan, which refers to anything that would sustain someone. If therefore anything that would sustain someone is anything except for water and salt. However, if he said a mazon in a chanami, that he would only be vowing to have the chameshes mine dagan. That was just a teretz for that point. But the Gemara is bringing out as a proof, though, what do we see from the Mishnah? That if a person says, kol hazan alai, anything that satiates is prohibited to me, then he's also going to be prohibited to have wine. So what do we see? Alma mashcha zayin, that we do see that oil really does sustain someone. Sorry, he's going to be usher to have oil, and we said before we were trying to assume that oil doesn't satiate. We're assuming now oil does satiate someone and sustain someone. So says the Gemara, elachamra side of mashcha lo side. Rather, we say that wine would, in fact, satiate someone. Oil doesn't satiate. Again, there's a difference between sa'id, which is more of a satiation, than that we had before of zayin, which is to just nourish someone. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So we have that. So then the Gemara says, chamra mi sa'id, is it really true that wine satisfies someone? Is it really true that wine satisfies someone? Har Rava havishasi chamra komala yom adepischa kehechei denagre lelibe v'necho matzatvei. Rava used to drink a lot wine on Erev Pesach in order that he should have a very big stomach to have a lot of matzah on Leil HaPesach. We see over here there's a point of having a lot of matzah. Why was that? The Chor may be a raya for those of old mitzvah humans for matzah. It's a side point. By the way, we see that he used to dafka drink wine in order that he should be hungry. If we're saying that wine is satiating you, that it should make him full. Our answer is tuvagar. If you have a lot of wine, it'll give you a very big appetite. However, purta sayid, if you have a little bit, that will satiate you and make you full. So again, we're saying that wine really does satiate you. So the Gemara says, "Umi soiv klal," but does wine really satiate someone at all? V'aksiv yain yisamach levanosh v'lechem levanosh yisad. That when it says that by wine, it says it'll make you happy, and bread will satiate you. So it sounds like nama who decide chamelosai. It sounds like only bread is what the pasuk is praising that it satiates you. However, wine is not satiating them. So Gemara says, "No, elachamra is beitarti soiv umisameach." However, wine does have both. It both satiates you and it makes you full. It'll satiate you, and sorry, make you happy rather. So it says Gemara, "Nama misad soiv smuche lamasamchay." However, bread it does satiate you, but no one's really excited over a nice loaf of bread. People get excited, very excited about a nice cup of wine. So the Gemara says, "Ihachido nivrech alash shalosh brachos." Why don't we bench after we have? A full amount of wine, because again, it's satiating you and it's making you happy. So the Gemara says, "Lo kavin ish zayin lo." People do not establish their meal around wine. So the Gemara says, "Amar levnachman reitzchal rava." If someone does establish his meal around wine, would you have to bench? So Amalei Lishchayavo Eliyahu V'Yomar Ihavik V'Yusar. Eliyahu is going to come and explain, because we're not sure about the salacha. Hashtemiyat Batel Zeto Etzal Adam. Right now, since no one really has full meals, hopefully, on wine, then it would be a situation where we don't make the bracha on that. Okay, we'll end off for here for today. Shkach.